Weiter in Shas, we are in Menachos, Daf Kuf Tes, dangerously close to the end of Masechta. After this, just one more Daf, really one more Amud. Zakta Heliga, Heliga, Heliga Mishnah. First little intro, because we're about to talk about Beis Chonio. This is someone named Chonio. Chonio was the son of Shimon HaTzadik, who was, you know, was the Kohen Gadol. And his father told him he's going to be a Kohen Gadol. But the Gemara is going to say what exactly happened. He ended up running to Mitzrayim. And there he made a temple, and they bring all, and brought Karbanos. That's called temple. It's known as Chonio's Mikdash. So the Gemara there discusses whether he did it L'Shem Shamayim or for Avodah Zarah. However, it doesn't make a difference at the end of the day. Even if it was L'Shem Shamayim, you're not to bring it over there. Once you have the Beis HaMikdash is built to Yerushalayim, then you're not allowed to bring Karbanos anywhere else. So let's say you have a animal that was Mukdash, is brought outside of the Beis HaMikdash, it's no good. And when it brings it, it's also going to get karis. Says the Heliga Mishnah. Hare alai ola. If somebody says that it's upon me to bring in ola. After you've had a Mikdash, he's got to go and bring it in the Mikdash. Ve'im hikrivu v'beis chonyo lo yatsa. If he did it in beis chonyo, he is not going to be yotsa. Hare alai ola shakrivenu v'beis chonyo. Let's say he says, I'm going to bring it, it's for me and ola to bring in beis chonyo. Rashi says, the kevin dome, hare alai ola. Chayv lebole, immediately chayv in ola. So you have to bring Mikdash, you got to bring in the Mikdash. Ve'im hikrivu v'beis chonyo yatsa. If he did it, then he's going to be yotsa. Rashi says, mafarish time of Gemara, the Gemara is going to explain why. Rabbi Shimon omer, ainzeh ola. This is not even called an ola. Somebody says, I'm going to bring in a Beis Chonio, and therefore it's nothing. Hareini nazir yigalach b'migdash. Rashi explains, means maybe carbon osav. So somebody says that, I'm a nazir. He has to shave in the Beis HaMikdash. What means shave? That means the process of shaving at the end of the Naziris has to be done. And part of that process is bringing carbonos. So what he means is with bringing the carbonos. And he did it in the Beis Chonio, he's not going to be Yotzei. Nazir she'agalach b'Beis Chonio. Let's say a person says, I am a Nazir to shave in Beis Chonio. Then Yigilach b'Mikdash is doing the Mikdash. V'Yigilach b'Beis Chonio Yotzei. If he did it in Beis Chonio, then he will be Yotzei. Rabbi Shimon Omer ain't a Nazir. No, sorry, this person's not even called a Nazir. Yotzei. We saw in the Mishnah, somebody said this is an Ola to bring it up in Beis Chonio. And he did it there, he's going to be Yotzi. Yotzi, ha mikta katl. All he did is he killed it. Like nothing happened over there. What are you talking about? He should be Yotzi. Rashi says, it's shochet chutz. Who? Ve'il chaya ve'ola. As soon as he says, ola, he's coming to ola. So what he says afterwards, you don't really care. For why should be Yotzi from the Eved? I'm Rav Amnuna, Nasa comments. We make it as if he said, Re'elai ola al menas shalo es chaya v'charyusa. I mean, there's a ola me on condition that I don't have to go and replace it. And when he says that, it's like, we say it's Beis Chonio. It's like saying that he's dedicating a carbon to kill it, and he's not going to be chayv to replace it. So he's going to be chayv karis for shechting it outside of the Beis HaMikdash since it was called an ola. As long as it was not killed, it remains a good carbon. Amalei Rava, Elamayata, if that's true, then say for the Ketani, Hareini Nazir Shagalach Beis Chonio, Yigalach Bamikdash Vim Gilach Beis Chonio, Yotza. When it says that statement, Hogan Nami, the Nazir Koma, Hareini Nazir, Amanat Shalot, it's Chaye Bachrius, Bachrius, Bachrius of Garben Osav. Is that what you want to tell me? Nazir Kemot the Lom, Maisi, Garben Osav, Lomis Kasher. About Nazir, as long as he doesn't bring his carbonus, he's not fit. He can't stop drinking wine and becoming Tame. So even if a Nazir says that he accepts no responsibility for the Karbanos, it's meaningless, it doesn't mean anything. Because he's absolved of his Naziris Chiyuvim until he brings his Karban. Ela Merava Adam Zeh Lidorin is Kavin. This person who says, in Ola, he meant just as a gift. He didn't mean it to bring it as an actual Ola. Amar Isagi B'Beis Chonio Tarachna. He's saying, if it's enough to bring in the Beis Chonio, I'm going to bring it. But more than that, I'm not bothered. I live too far. I live closer. I live more in Egypt than I live in Israel. Nazir Nami, the same thing would apply to a Nazir also. Hi, Gavra, Yatsari Nafshekum Echavin. This man just wanted to afflict himself by not having wine. Not that he's actually becoming a Nazir. Amar, Isagi, Beis Chonio Terachna, he's saying, like, okay, if it's enough, I can bring the Karbanos and finish it off. And, you know, Beis Chonio, That'll be a nazir. Tvei lo mitzil le'sari. But more than that, now I'm not going to be mitzaring myself to such a thing before he doesn't become a nazir in the first place. Say back, nazir kitagamar. A case of nazir is like you said, that he just wants to afflict himself. Ola al menash lo eschay b'chiyusa kamar. But in the case of ola, he means it's upon me to bring an ola on condition that I'm not responsible for replacing it. Even Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Nuna. If someone says it's upon me to bring an ola, to bring in the Beis Chonio, v'kriv be'Eretz Yisrael, and he does it in Eretz Yisrael, but in Yerushalayim, let's say, but outside of the Beis Hamikdash, Rashi says v'kriv be'Eretz Yisrael, shelo b'Yerushalayim. That's why it said lashon Eretz Yisrael. Yotzev on his karis. He's yotze eschov, but he's going to now get karis. Even though he didn't fulfill his neder, he's no further obligation, because when he says he's going to bring it in temple, you know, Beschonio, he didn't mean to specify that he's only going to bring it there. What he means is that he's not accepting responsibility to replace it, even if he kills it for shachting it. Beschonio is equivalent to killing it somewhere else, because like he didn't do anything. Neither act is a fulfillment of the chiyuv of bringing out a good carbon. And now, but you get chai of karis because shachting a buktash animal outside of the Beis Hamikdash. So therefore it comes out that it's a valid carbon, like Rav Huna says, according to Rav, who says that it's not a valid one, one would not be chai of karis for shachting outside. Tanya Rechim, the Bryce, who supports this, Arayalai Ola Shakri Vedamimidr, someone says, you know, this is the Ola that's going to be accepted, it's going to be brought in the Midbar, because you thought, okay, the Mishkum is over there, and therefore this... The place is still Kadosh. I says, Kasafer, Mishum Mishkan Shayisham. He had Dayan Hamidbar Kadosh, Be'akriva Be'er Yarden, and he brings it Ever Yarden, you know, outside Yisrael, outside of Yerushalayim. Then he's fulfilled any chiyuv to replace it, since he said that he's not accepting responsibility. Yatsa, Vonish Karas, he's Yotze, but the punishment is Karet. Zokanek Sailing a Mishnah. Oh, yeah. So we talk about Bischonio. Let's talk about what goes on in there. The Kohen that would serve in Beis Chonio, lo yisham shuv b'mikdash Yerushalayim, they're not allowed to serve in the Beit HaMikdash or in Yerushalayim. V'ein tzarech lo v'ledover achern. We don't have to say that if they had served in a place which was a place of Avodah Zarah, that for sure they're not allowed to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi says, shim shuv avos kochavim, lo yisham shuv ol b'Yerushalayim. Sorry, your puzzle. Shenemar. Ach lo yalu kohane abamos. Those who are over there, you don't come over here. Ki im achlu matzos bezochechem. They can eat matzos amongst their brothers. Like, they're allowed to have part of the carbonas they can eat, you know, from the carbonas of the mincha that are made as matzos, that applies to, they can have that. But hare elu bebal kebali momim, they're considered like a bamum. Chokim v'ochim, they can, we chol it, mechalik it to them, they can eat it. And, v'lo makrivim, but they're not able to be makriv on the mizbeach. Amar Yehuda, Kohen sheshachad l'avodas kachav, mi v'kohen goes sheshachad l'avodas zara. Then he does tshuva, and he does something in the Beis HaMikdash. Karbano reach nichoach la'Hashem. His karban, Rashi says, lefnei akvodas kachav, v'shav karbano, v'shav, karbano shu makriv v'mikdash achri kein reach nichoach hu. This is a reach nichoach. Because Baruch Hu, it's pleasing to Hashem. But that is specifically the idea of the shechita itself. It didn't do more than just the shechita itself. Whatever pasuk says this, right, that backs this up. What do we know that shechting a avodah zarah doesn't disqualify a kohen from serving the Beis HaMikdash? Just doing more avodah zarah does. Yana shor yishosu osam lefnei gilu leim rahi lebeis Yisrael lemichshal avon. Okay, nasasi yadi aleim onim hashem elokim v'rasu avonam. Because the Kohanim served for the peoples before their idols, and they were stumbling in iniquity of the house of Israel, therefore I have raised my hand against them. The word of the Lord, Hashem, Elukim, and they shall bear their iniquity. Uksiv asrei, v'lo yikshu elai l'chainli. They shouldn't approach me to serve me. Right? Now, talking over there, those who served before the idols. I avad sherus in. If they did some sort of service, yes. But shechit alav sherusu. The shechit itself is not considered a service, and therefore... not going to pass to someone from me according to the Beis HaMikdash. Yitmar, Shogag Bezrika. Let's say the coin was a Shogig in reference to the Dam of Zrika throwing. And there was, he served in a Avodah Zarah by throwing or applying the Dam, thinking that this was Mutter. Whereas the Zarg Dam Lavos Kacham B'Shogig. The Hashta Avodah Sherus Elah Shogig Haya. He thought that it was actually okay. Shogig means he thought it was fine. Rav Nachman Amar, Karbon Erech Nechoach, that is, he can go, he can serve in front of Hashem, Rav Sheshes Amar, and Karbon Erech Nechoach. Sorry, your puzzle. Amar Rav Sheshes, how do I know he's no good? And they, the Kohanim, are served by these Avodah Zarahs. We're stumbling in iniquity for the house of Israel. My love, I michshol avon. What does it mean? Sorry, my love. What is it? What it says, stumbling or iniquity mean? My love, does it not mean that they either are guilty of stumbling or some avon? Michshol shogig v'avon mezid. And michshol is considered a shogig and avon is mezid. Therefore, it's telling us that whether the Kohanim acted intentionally or unintentionally, they shouldn't come in front of me. Rav Nachman, Michshol da'avon. No, he means it's something like oven iniquity for the Jewish people. They cause Jewish people to stumble in iniquity. I'm Rav Nachman, Midam, Inolah. How do I know that it actually is Reach Nechoach LaHashem? That if they did a B'shogig? Titania, if they served, they threw the blood B'shogig, thinking it was okay, they could still go to the Beis HaMikdash. The time when the Rebbe of Chig Berakoin, Ala Nevesh, HaShogeges, Bechata B'shogaga. It says, by the chatas of somebody who does have a desire, the Kohen will atone for the one, the soul that made this mistake, because it's sin of error. Malamit Shekohen Mishchaper Ayidei Atzma. This is teaching us that the Kohen can atone for himself. But what are we dealing with? How did he serve the idol in the past that would need to tell us that he can now serve? And the Beis Hamikdash is because of this unintentional thing. Elim Rishkitim says, what Shkita Ma'ir Yishogeg? What if they're what Shkogeg? I'll feel name Mezid Nami. Right, it's not the issue, it's not called the Sharis. Elo La B'Zika must be talking about Zika. And since throwing it on purpose with disqualified coin from the Beis Hamikdash, the Torah must tell us that he's not disqualified when he threw it unintentionally. V'Rav Sheshes Amelach, Rav Sheshes will say to you, Li'ola B'Shkita, really? We're talking about Shkita of the Avodah Zarah stuff. And what's the Chiddush? It's a Chiddush that the Shogeg doesn't disqualify a coin because on purpose would. Even though you say it's not going to disqualify him. If a mezid lo nasa mesharis avodas kochavim, if he shucks on purpose, it's not clear that he's becoming a mesharis for avodas zara. Of course he is, if he can't work the basic English. Vazel tamayo, they go according to their own reasoning. They said the following. He said b'shchita of someone who was mezid b'shchita of avodas zara, of Nachman Amar, karbon is dechach, of Sheshes Amar, ain karbon reich dechach. Of Nachman Amar, karbon reich dechach, to love with cherries. He didn't do it, it was not considered a service. Of Sheshes Amar, ain karbon reich dechach, it's not reich dechach. Beep, turn the page. Could have some base. Not some shares of his gacham. By shechting it, you know, on purpose, he became an attendant, a mesharis. For Avodah Zarah, and therefore he can't be working the Beis Hamikdash. Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman said, Mina, Mina, La. How do I know? Where do I know that the Shechita B'mezid of this thing does not disqualify him? The time of the Baisa. Coins over Ruzka Chavim B'Shav. If he did Avodah Zarah, he did Shuva. And then he did something in the Beis Hamikdash. Kabbalah Rech Nechach. B'mai. No, what are we talking about? Elim B'Shogeg. We're talking about B'Shogeg. By B'Shav. Then what's the Shuva? Shav V'Omedu. If he did it B'Shogeg, he's already Shuvasized. Al Pshita B'Mezid. We're talking about B'Mezid. If he was B'Mezid, and we're talking about the Shechita, and still it's going to be okay. El Pshita B'Mezid. V'Iv B'Zerika Kishav Ma'ava. In the case of Zerika, he throws to him, what does it help to do Tshuva? Avod L'Sheris. He disqualified himself by serving it. El Allah B'Shechita. Must be talking about the Shechita over here, which is not the service. The Bryce is telling us that if a Kohen Shechs Avodah Zarah stuff on purpose, repents and does in the Beis Hamikdash, then it's Reach Nechoch. Rav Sheshes HaMelach, he will say to you, Elim B'Shogeg. Really, he's talking about Shogeg. V'Alchagam, that's what he means to say. Im Shomekar, if he does Tshuva from back to the beginning, Ava B'Shogeg, Ava, that when he performed an Avoda for the Avodah Zarah, he did it as an, you know, unintentionally. Karbono Reach Nechoch, his carbon is pleasing. V'im Lav, in carbon Reach Nechoch. But if not, then his carbon is not considered pleasing. Okay, another Mechlokes. Let's say coin bowed down, and then he does tshuva. Can he? And then he did service the Beis Hamikdash. Rav Nachman Amar Karbono Reich Nechoch. Rav Sheshes Amar Karbono Ein Reich Ein Karbono Reich Nechoch. Another machlokas. Hoda Lavodas Kochavim. If he accepted that, yeah, that this is authority, and then he does tshuva, he brought the Beis Hamikdash. Rav Nachman Amar Karbono Reich Nechoch. Rav Sheshes Amar Ein Karbono Reich Nechoch. Utsricha. We need to bring all these machlokas. Biyash Mina Hachkamais. It was just about the first one about the throwing the blood unintentionally. And by he comes Rav Sheshes, that's Rav Sheshes said that he's no good. Mishum da'avad le'sheris, he's a sherut. Of a shchita da'av over the sherut. Right, Abedle Shiris, he didn't do any Mishayr said to say Mamodali Rav Nachman, if you have to say no, he argues there too. Yes, mean a shchita, it's talking about shchita, Mishum the Avidlay Avoda. Because he did an Avoda for the Avodah Zarah. Right, Shchita is one of the four avodas, even if it's not Masharis. If you just said no good, Mishum David Le Meisik, he's in action. It's just speaking, then that wouldn't be the case. Shchita, they have to say no there also. Next part of Mishmei Tzarech Lomar Dover Acher. You don't have to say if a Kohen goes and serves the Beis Hamikdash of Avodah Zarah. Not the Beis Chonah, Beis Avodah Zarah is for sure it's not going to be good. Because Amar Ein Tzarech Lomar Dover Acher. You don't have to say it. Bechal the Beis Chonah you allow Avodah Kachavim. It must be that's not considered Avodah Zarah. Tanya Kaman Da Amar. We learned to the Beis like the one who says that Beis Chonah you allow Avodah Kachavim. No, that's a Machlokus said Beis Chonah was Avodah Zarah or not. Tanya Osa Shana Shemei Shimon HaTzadik, when Shimon HaTzadik died, Amar Lahen Shana Zu Hu Meis. He said to them, those there on Yom Kippur this year, he's going to die. Speaking about himself, he's saying that he's going to die this year. Amar Lo, they said to him, how do you know? Amar Lahem says, Kol Yom Kippur, Rav Yom Kippur, when I go into Kodesh Kodashim, Nizdam and Li Zakin Echad Lavush Levanim, Nisatav Levanim. There's this appearance of an old man dressed in white and wrapped in white, he has his headgear in white. Midichlasi mi Vyotzi mi, comes in with me, leaves with me, Shanazun, Nizdam and Li Zakin Echad Lavush Shchorim, Nisatav Shchorim, black with black, Vinichlasi mi, Veloyotzi mi, went in with me, but didn't come out with me. So I know this is it. Lacha Regal, after the Regal, after Sukkos. He got sick for 7 days and he died. And the brethren, the Kohanim, they stopped from saying the bracha with the name. Meaning until Shimon HaTzadik, the Kohanim and the Beis Hamikdash, when they would say Hashem's name, would say the actual name the way it's pronounced. But after he died, they didn't know how to say it with the proper Kedusha, Vitahara. So they stopped saying the name. At the time that he was dying, he says to him, Chonyo b'ni yishamish tachtai. My son Chonyo will take over for me. But his brother Shimi got very jealous. He was 2.5 years older than him. Unbelievable. So Shimi wanted to have him killed so he could take over over there. And he would be the Kohen Gadol. So Amar Lo, Shimi said to Chonyo, come, I'll teach you the Seder Avodah. Unbelievable what jealousy could do to a person, even in the Kodesh HaKadosh idea is unbelievable. He dressed him in a leather shirt and in a belt. I put a belt with a nice sash, and these were Rashi's Baal Sha'or and Azor. He put them in, and he ate on the Mizbeach, sitting next to the Mizbeach, and he left to go speak to other Kohanim that were over there. Amar Lahem Le'achiv HaKohanim. Shimi said to his brothers of Kohanim, Re'uma Nader Zeh V'kiyem La'avuaso. Look at what this brother of mine made in Nader, and he carried out for his wife. He swore to her, right? Rashi's Le'ishto La'avuaso. On the day that I'm going to be serving Kohen Gadol, elbows bum kali shaliki shalichi reechgar b'tzilzul shalichi. I'm going to wear your shirt and the belt myself with your sash to show how much the belt yours. Show how much I love you. Bikshu echad kohanim lahargo. They want to kill him. Ratz mipneim Chonyo ran away. Rotzachar, but they followed after him. Halacha Alexander Shemayim went to Alexander and Mitzrayim. Ubana Shem Mizbech, put the Mizbech. Hello, hello. For the Shem Ovus Kachamim, he brought Karbana Zer for the Zar. Ugisham Chachamim, but over Hamun, they heard they said, Ma Zeh Shalo Yared La Kach, Ha Yared La Al Achas Kama Vakama. If this person, meaning Shimi, who was not such a chashav person at the time, but he became so jealous of his brother, he was jealous of his brother and wanted to think that he wanted to be the Kohen Gadol, and he wasn't even the Kohen Gadol yet, and he wanted to go and kill him. Then Ayoridla, then one actually did take on that position, meaning the actual Chonya, what's going to be to him? What's he going to do if people threaten his position? Therefore, we should make sure never to remove him. He shouldn't be that, so that he should not be moved to act self-destructively. As Rashi says, Shein Morido so shall the Kakal Atzmo. Divir Meir Zagzag Meir, Rabbi Omer Lo, Rabbi Huda, Lo Kakal Yimas, that's not what happened. Elo Lo Kibel Love Chonyo. After Shimon HaTzadik said Chonyo's Bidu Chonyo didn't accept it to be the one. Shoyo Shimi Achiv Galdo Bimeno Shei Shonu Mechsa, 2.5 years older. Vafel B. Cain, Niskare Bo, Chonyo Bishimi Achiv, and there was a flip. Chonyo was jealous. He had a bad decision. He really wanted it afterwards, so he wanted to go kill his brother. So he could be the Kohen Gadol. Amar lo, so he says to him, Chani said to Shem, you're both Alamecha Seder Avodah. Come, I'll teach you the Seder Avodah. So what does he do? The same thing. Also, they want to kill him. And he said, wait until he could speak, and then they can do whatever they want. Like, just let me say something over here. He told them the entire story. They checked out the matter. They found that Shimon was actually innocent. Chonyo was the one who did such a thing. Big Shalara goes, Chonyo, I'm going to kill Chonyo. Ratzmi Pneim, Ratzmi Acharav. He ran over there and ran after him. Ratzla, Beisam Melech, Ratzmi Acharav. They went to the king's palace. They ran after him. Kola Roa, so, Amr, Zeu, Zeu. Anyone who saw him, say, that's him. Go get him. Come on. When they got to the palace, the king couldn't protect him because he wasn't able to protect him. Halach lach zandri shal mitzrayim. Abadash shal mizbeach. Ve'ela love l'shem shamayim. It went over there and did it. L'shem shamayim. Like the pasuk says in Yeshaya. Sheo. Shereba bayom ahu yeh mizbeach l'shem b'soch eretz mitzrayim u'matzeva etzel gevula l'shem. It's said the prophecy that is going to happen. U'kishasham u'achachamim b'davar amu. When the chacham heard this, they said, u'mazeh shekarach mimenu. This person who ran away from honor originally, but he became this way. The Mavakish Leri Law, Allah is going to come. A person who strove to actually take on this honor, maybe he's actually going to continue. He is actually going to be this way. I remember Yeshua ben Brachia. Originally, before I became the Nasi, he's saying, if anyone would have told me, go to become the Nasi, ani kofso venosno losa lefnari. I would have tied him up and put him in front of a lion. Ata kolomer alai leirid menu, which says go down from being the nasi, and he made the love kumkum shel chamin. I pour a hot kettle of water on him, and sharei shaul barak mimeni, because when Shmuel came to Shaul, the king, Shaul ran from the kingship. Ushaallah bikesh la'argus David, but when he went up to the throne and Shmuel told him to step down for David, he went to kill David. Look how powerful power is. It takes over a person's whole mind. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.